This section of the Illinois River, about 4 miles south of downtown Siloam Springs, has always been a favorite for floaters. A natural feature here, a ledge under the water, has long provided a bit of a rush on what is sometimes a pretty sedate stretch of water. A combination of what was originally here and some recent engineering is creating even more of a rush. 2 featured rapids. The Siloam Springs Whitewater Recreation Park will officially open June 28th. But yesterday, city officials, engineers, and other interested parties took a final walkthrough. Tom Burrows, the state director for the American Canoe Association, spent some time looking at the new rapids. He says he's floated this spot before.
Well, what we have here is just a nice smooth flow. And because of the source of the water upstream, this river flows basically year-round. So even in the summertime, it's still a nice, cool place to come and play.
There are 2 obvious dramatic rapids easily seen from the bank of the river. Tom offers a brief description of what's been created.
It's a nice, smooth, glassy tongue. And what this allows is for paddlers to get up there and surf. And that's where typically we're sitting on the wave, using gravity and the flow of the water both together, balancing to keep the boat in position in the water without losing distance going downstream. The next rapid farther downstream is a little bit larger, and it's a little bit faster, so it might not be as easy to surf, but it's certainly fun to paddle through.
The amenities at the park are not just in the water. There are picnic tables, paved trails, and changing rooms. Holland Hayden, the communications director for the city of Siloam Springs, says the city wanted to create a park that was not just for kayakers and canoeists.
One of the reasons the picnic tables are here, and you know, we have this kind of amphitheater seating so that you can sit down and you can watch the kayakers and the more experienced canoers and those playing in the rapids and just kind of watch and enjoy your day. And you know, we have the changing area, we have porta potties so that you can bring your picnic down here and just enjoy the afternoon.
The attention to detail on the land here, as well as the newly created rapids in the water, is the result of a partnership. Stuart Nolan, the president of Crist Engineering in Little Rock and one of the architects behind the Whitewater Park's rapids, says the park wouldn't exist without those partners, including the nearly $2 million investment from the Walton Family Foundation. But he says the city's decision to accept ownership was critical as well.
And then the city's willingness to take it on, because there will be, you know, it's a significant commitment. I mean, I'm sure you've talked to Hayden and others with the city about that. I mean, this is a city park, so they're going to have to take care of it.
Holland Hayden, with the city, says efforts were made at every step of the process to keep the formerly undeveloped spot as natural as possible. 2 rain gardens have been installed, and the lights in the parking lot have very focused downward beams to eliminate as much light pollution on the night sky as possible. And those lights work without electricity. They're solar powered because there's no electricity here.
And the Siloam Springs Electric Department were the ones who put this in, and they've done a great job. They built the lights up high enough so that they'll withstand that flood in case that happens, which at some point the Illinois River will flood. So they're high enough up so that they're safe, but they're still solar and they provide great light.
Yesterday, while members of the Arkansas Canoe Club surfed over the new rapids repeatedly and city officials looked at the features, Delia Hawk was knee-deep in weeds. She's the executive director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, a nonprofit organization that's also been included in the planning of the park. She took the sneak preview as an opportunity to do some hands-on maintenance to the rain gardens that the IRWP has planted.
You know, if we could just raise weeds, we'd be silent. So what we've done here is a nice rain garden with native plants. And we've had just in the last 2 months, you know, periods of drought and some substantial rain. So what we're doing is just kind of taking the weeds that have popped up here and making sure our native plants get established and let their roots grow down deep, because they will be able to, you know, subsist during drought and times of rain. But they're all looking really good.
She says the park also has 275 new native trees and about 500 new native plants adjacent to parking lots, picnic tables, and the changing station. Most agree it will, however, be the newly created rapids in the Illinois River that will draw most people. Shane Siegel, the project engineer, says the already existing bedrock ledge was fundamental to the park's creation.
And that's why this spot was chosen by the Walton Family Foundation. That spot created a feature that's really close to where feature number 2 is right now, but obviously not man-made. And flow dependent, and probably medium quality. And we were lucky enough to be able to come in and do all the hydraulics and change things around and try to maximize that hydraulic drop to create two features instead of one feature. And obviously all the amenities that go with it.
Shane, who says he's had a hand in creating many whitewater parks throughout the U.S., says this kind of work is about 50% art and 50%, his words, geeky engineering. Ron Swan, the president of TSP Contractors, oversaw the actual construction of the new features. Yesterday, during the sneak preview, he looked at kayakers taking their turns at the water and remarked the area looks quite a bit different now than it did 2 years ago.
There was quite a bit of overgrowth in this area, particularly as you got down into the trees and towards the river. Quite a bit of undeveloped, just fallow land to the east and west. And then, of course, the bridge was here, so it was quite a bit.
The old bridge looked
quite a bit different.
That old bridge has been removed, and a new one is under construction. Dan Daniels, who was quite busy getting wet most of yesterday, says he knows exactly how long it will take him to get to these rapids from his home on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
Once they get the bridge finished and we can cross over, it'll be exactly 25 miles from Dixon and West.
Until then, it's not that much further for him to make it over for an afternoon.
It's a lot of fun out here. We've got a lot of dynamic features to play in and, just a great learning spot, a good place to get a workout in. It's a lot of fun.
Shane Siegel, the project engineer, says he's pleased with what's been created, though already yesterday he was seeing minor tweaks that could be made. He says one of the top priorities in creating these engineer rapids was to remember the Illinois River has been here a long time, and there's a responsibility.
And that's a balance. You know, we certainly have, there's critics out there that just say, leave the river alone. Don't ever touch the river. And then there's also people that have come up to me and said, look, you opened a whole new world to us. Just like the gentleman before me, we can create an environment that's more controlled than a natural wild river that's raging from a storm. And we can introduce people in a safer manner to come out to the river and hopefully appreciate it and enjoy it and get something out of it. And if nothing else, have a good day and have fun. It's all about fun. Come enjoy it.
The official opening for the park will be June 28th, and it will include enough free food for the first 500 curious people. The park is scheduled to be open 7 days a week from an hour before sunrise to an hour after sunset. There is also a family swimming area away from the new rapids. And Tom Burrows with the American Canoe Association, who also teaches swift water rescue classes, offers one gentle reminder. These rapids are on a natural river. It's not an amusement park.
And even though there are sidewalks and places to walk down, it is critical that we still maintain good safety practices, especially always wearing a life jacket that's properly fitted and fastened.
You can learn more about the Siloam Springs Whitewater Recreation Park, including the best route to get there from downtown Siloam Springs, at either SiloamSprings.com or the City of Siloam Springs Facebook page. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.